This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi today. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 of the 27 EU commissioners. This is the first-ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Jahan-e-Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi today. The Grand Sufi Music Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. The festival is bringing together artists from across the world to celebrate the legacy of Amir Khusro. The Prime Minister has been a strong proponent of promoting the diverse art and culture of the country. During the festival, the Prime Minister will also visit the TEH Bazaar, the exploration of the handmade that will feature one district, one product crafts and other various exquisite artifacts from across the country, short films on handicrafts and handlooms, among others. The National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. The National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. Union Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be attending the National Science Day 2025 celebrations today. The theme for this year's National Science Day is Empowering Indian Youth for Global Leadership in Science and Innovation for Viksit Bharat. The day aims to spread the message of the importance of science and its application among the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the Ayush sector. In the meeting, he emphasized the sector's significant contributions in promoting preventive healthcare, boosting rural economies through medicinal plant cultivation, and enhancing the country's global standing as a leader in traditional medicine. The Prime Minister highlighted the sector's resilience and growth, noting its increasing acceptance worldwide and its potential to drive sustainable development and employment generation. To ensure a smooth and comfortable journey for passengers during the Holi festival, the Central Railway has announced the operation of 48 additional special trains on key routes. These trains will run between major cities such as Mumbai, Pune and other destinations including Mahu, Danapur, Varanasi, Samastipur, Kanyakumari and Thiruvananthapuram. The special trains will serve high-demand routes offering passengers more travel options. With the addition of these trains, the total number of Holi special trains on Central Railway has now reached 76, up from the 28 initially announced. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck many parts of Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and Nepal early this morning. According to the United States Geographical Survey, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck 14 km south of Koderi in Bagmati province of Nepal around 2:36 a.m. The National Center for Seismology also said that the epicenter of quake was in Nepal. In Bihar, tremors were felt in Darbhanga, Samastipur, Saran and adjoining areas. Delhi government is scheduled to table another Comptroller and Auditor General of India's report related to previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in Delhi Assembly today. The report is on public health infrastructure and management of health services. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will lay the copies of the report in the Assembly. Niti Aayog has informed that India holds the fifth position among the world's top economies, boasting a staggering chained real GDP of $4.3 trillion in 2025. In a social media post, Niti Aayog cited the International Monetary Fund saying India's chained real GDP has witnessed a significant surge from $2.4 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. Union Finance Secretary Tuhin Kanta Pandey has been appointed as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for a term of 3 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.